Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Right.
All right. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people in the United States and in Southern California experiencing foreclosure.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's true.
Banks coming in, knocking on that door. And the sheriff is giving you a shout-out. Jerry, please. U.S. foreclosures rise in January by 8%, up 57% over the year. The number of foreclosures filed in the U.S. homeowners continued its upward trend in January and subsequently increased substantially over the year.
Yeah.
According to a private sector, it says here, the number of foreclosure filings in January totaled $233,000, up 8% from December.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
We're hearing this story about Michael Jackson, that the Neverland Ranch might be foreclosed and that the Jackson home in Encino in the Valley might be facing foreclosure. I don't know. I guess it's different with every lender. But what do you have to miss? Like you miss three payments or something, and then they.
I don't know. If you're being foreclosed on right now, and you know, and you're not hysterical over it, if you could call us, we want to talk to you about foreclosures. What's the process? How'd you get involved? You know, how crazy, how crappy is it to be involved?
Yeah, and do you have an opportunity to pull it back from the brink, so to speak? I mean, can you say to them, no, here's the money, you know, and they'll say, okay, you can stay. I mean, right?
Yeah, here are the phone numbers. If you're in a foreclosure or if you experienced it, tell us in your words what a pain in the ass it is and what you did. I mean, because, you know, they never judge people when times, you don't judge people when times are going well. You judge people when times are bad.
Right.
And, you know, the character that you show when times are not so great.
Right.
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I don't know how many payments you have to miss before the sheriff calls you.
Right.
And does the bank call you? Obviously, bank calls you first.
I think the bank tries to. I think you get a letter and you get phone calls. I mean, we've all been late with a bill once or twice, I'm sure. You get a call, you know, and they say, you know, maybe you forgot, or you get a letter, maybe you overlooked your bill, and then you go and you send the check. You know, in most cases, most scenarios, I think that's what happens. But with foreclosure, I think you have to go 2 months, 3 months, 90 days without, you know, paying your mortgage payment.
Do they call you immediately after you miss the first 3 days? I mean, first 30 days?
I don't think so. Again, I think with every lender, it's different. And also, when you talk about foreclosures, Tim, it's not just houses, but cars. You know, this is happening a lot. I heard on the radio just the other day. This is happening common.
Repos.
Yeah, repossessions with automobiles.
I've had a car repoed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never experienced that.
It was 1986-ish.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Nissan Pulsar.
Hmm.
With T-tops. Pretty hot.
Get a lot of ass in that car?
I was dating a chick at the time. Even a blind chicken gets a kernel of corn once in a while, Mr. Whitman.
So your Nissan Pulsar was in some underground parking structure? Or?
No, I was renting a house at the time.
I see.
And I knew I was late and I couldn't pay the payment, so I knew the guy was going to take it back. And I knocked on the door like at 3 a.m. Mm. And I said, who is he? Because we're here to take your car. Do you have the keys? And I just opened up the mail slot in the door and threw the keys out. Heard him hit the pavement.
That's sad.
3 minutes later, the car starts up, and so long.
You didn't go to the car to get your personal belongings?
I cleared it out a week before. I knew it was coming.
I see. Okay.
I knew the vibes were going bad.
Right.
I had a pretty good indication that that car was not going to be mine much longer.
Got it. I understand. I'm sorry that happened.
Hey, you know what my car payment was on that thing?
On a Nissan Pulsar?
Yeah.
In 1986?
1986-87.
Can I ask, did you buy it new?
It was a year old when I bought it.
Can I ask, don't tell me what you paid for it. Was your car payment $100 a month?
$169 a month.
All right. You couldn't come
didn't
up
have
with
the money.
You couldn't come up with $40 a week?
Didn't have it. Spending too much money at the track. Keep up with those payments.
All right, well.
It was bad times.
Never got the car back?
No. I didn't like that car, though.
Well, that's typical of someone who's had their car repossessed. I didn't want that car.
It affected my credit rating for a little while.
Yeah. So then what happens? They bring that car, that your particular car in this case, goes to like an auction or something?
I don't know where it went. I didn't follow it. I just, you know, I don't know what the hell I did. I don't remember what I did. Did I get somebody else? I think I...
So you just got a new car?
No, I don't think I did. I think I borrowed my brother's car for a while, and then I ran into some dough and put a down payment on a car. I don't know what I did.
All right.
It was a bad time in my life. I was ashamed of myself.
Well...
I had shame.
Look, you know, in this economy, it's tough for a lot of people, you know.
But that was a boom. That was the go-go 80s when I was busted out.
Not for you.
All right, Sean in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, you're being foreclosed on?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Where do you live in Orange County?
Yeah, I have a house out in Riverside County that we're losing. Another one here. It's a long story for this one.
And what happened? How you got behind? What was your payment every month?
Oh, we bought it and then we leased it out as a rental, and we did have, I think it was I think the total was about $2,800 to $2,900
a month.
Right, and that was a second house for us. And once the renters left, you know, they didn't really care. I mean, it just happened, and so you know, we kind of went through the process, and we knew we couldn't afford it after that. So we had we made efforts, and for several months, we just. Talk about a stress level. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But you made efforts. I would assume, sir, you made efforts to sell the house, right?
No, we tried to keep the house. We wanted to keep the house. We didn't want to lose it. We wanted to keep it, you know, as a...
How big was it?
For us, I think it was about 1,700 square feet.
Oh, what's it worth?
It's not a bad place, but the prices went down so bad. The rentals, the rent that you only could get, the rent in the area wouldn't even cover... It only covered about 65%
of the mortgage payment.
Of the mortgage payment, yeah. And so even though we got what the going rent was, we still had to make up the difference. And, you know, that was just, it sucked.
But it's not a house you lived in.
We did at one point, yes. And then we moved back to our.
But you have the other house.
Yeah.
How many payments do you have to miss before the bank begins the foreclosure proceedings?
Normally, I believe it's 3 months, 90 days.
And that's when they tell you to get out?
No, that's when they let you know they're going to file a notice of default. Once they file the notice of default, then the foreclosure process starts. And that's when you have a chance of, hope I'm saying this right, after the foreclosure, the default's filed, you can still...
Yeah, you can make the payments. You can come up with the money.
House back. It's still yours. They can't do anything. And I believe it's for another 90 days. So I think it's almost 6 months where you don't have... You know, you don't have to make a payment, but I mean, after that 6 month, I believe when the sale of a house is going to start, you can recoup it up to a week before the sale. Oh. After the sale is done, you lose it and all rights to the house.
And who moves you out? The sheriff comes in?
Yeah, I mean, if you have no place to go, you don't have much of a choice. They'll put an eviction notice, I believe, a 3-day get out, or the sheriff comes. And then you have to deal with that. But most people generally get out and they abandon the house.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, dude.
What are you going to do? You know, life goes on. You just rebuild it. You take care of yourself and your family and just kind of get past it.
Right. Well, at least you got the other home.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
Take care.
All
Bye.
Right. There he goes. Oh, that's terrible.
You hate to hear that. You know, you hate to hear somebody going through that. Yeah. And it doesn't sound
like... move the whole family out.
You know what I mean? And usually, Tim, it sounds like a guy like that. Sounds like a good guy, probably with a works hard or
yeah, but that guy had a second home. I mean, if a guy has a second home he gets foreclosed on, I don't really feel as bad for that guy as, you know, the primary home.
Well, sure, right.
You know? Yep. All right, let's talk to Greg in Mission Viejo. Greg, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I work for a company that is, you know, we title insurance company. We provide trustee sale guarantees for companies that are foreclosing. Right. And technically, a person is in default as soon as they've gone past the late payment date, the first month that they've missed a payment.
Oh, is that right?
But they're technically in default, but most lenders don't start the foreclosure process. And they usually wait 3 months. Is pretty typical for them to wait before they start the foreclosure process.
Right. Well, because there's so many now, is the process even longer?
Yeah, because I think I read, and obviously the caller, sir, you'd know better than I would know or Tim would know. Banks are waiting longer now, aren't they? Because they don't want to lose all of these loans.
They don't want to foreclose because it costs them a fortune. It costs them at least $50,000 to foreclose, and that doesn't even take into account what might be you know, happening in the falling prices. So,
right. How long will a foreclosure stay on your credit score and your credit record?
You know, I'm not an expert on the financing side, but it actually stays on there for 7 years. But most lenders start looking at it after 3 years. They'll kind of start taking a look at it and saying what it does is it really hits your FICO score by somewhere in the 150 to 200 point range.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really that's the hard part.
That's a big hit.
Once you've been foreclosed on. So it's really tough. But the process itself, from the time they file a notice of default, that runs for 3 months. Then there's a notice of trustee sale that runs for 21 days. And then they schedule a sale for 5 days after that, usually. And the bank can take a payment up to, you know, right up to the foreclosure sale if they want to. It's their choice in that last 5 days. But by
well,
law,
let me ask you something. If you have your 90 days late, and then 21 days comes and goes, and a week before the auction, you lay a big check on them for $7,000.
Is that the balance?
And that's the balance. That's all you owe.
They have a choice at that point. In the last 5 days, they don't have to accept that.
Right, but let's say they accept it. Can you then start the process all over again?
Yeah, yeah.
So then the foreclosure stops. If they accept the payment, as Tim described, the foreclosure stops.
And then you can start being late again.
That's right.
Right.
But obviously,
more than one time, they're not going to fall for that one the second time.
Yeah, but you put it all on a credit card at the end, and it might buy you another 120 days.
Right. But a lot of times, it's going to be a lot more than $7,000 because at that point, it's been 6 months of payments. And like your last caller was like, you know, $2,800 a month.
Oh, and then the penalties.
And then the penalties and interest.
Right.
It's almost $20,000.
Yeah.
Will some banks work out a new mortgage with you?
Yes, and in fact, most banks, when you go online and you look at their websites, they'll say if you're having trouble making payments, click here. And they don't want the property back; they want you to stay in the house, and they'll help. You know, they'll do what they can.
Yeah, to help you honor the loan.
Yeah, that's right. If you can do that. Sometimes what they'll do, if you can start making payments again and just miss because you got behind or whatever, sometimes they'll just tack that on to the end of the loan.
Yeah, it's got to be terrible for the sheriff's department, especially if the sheriff has like a wife and kids, and then to have to move a wife and kids, you know, like it's a single mom and their kids out of that house.
Even if they're not cooperating, especially. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it can get pretty nasty.
All right, dude. Well, thank you for calling, man.
Sure.
All right. There he goes, Greg in Mission Viejo, man. All right, if you've had your house repossessed, I want to talk to you about what a nightmare that is.
Or maybe you're going through it right now.
Yeah. And maybe there's some tricks to doing this, or I don't know. Didn't the President Bush sign something that, you know, he's going to put a lot of this stuff on hold? Or?
Well, actually, Senator Hillary Clinton.
No, she's the one.
She has proposed, the candidate that I've been trying to convince you to support, has said she'd like to put a temporary freeze, a 90-day freeze on foreclosure
That's great.
Proceedings. I think that is
so to buy you another 90 days.
Well, yeah, to evaluate exactly what's going on, so everybody just take a breather for 90 days and see what's happening.
I'm into that.
Yeah, that's just one of the reasons I support her, Tim.
What are the other reasons?
I'm not going to get into it with you.
Why not?
Because you won't be convinced, and because
what are the other reasons you're voting for?
I'm voting for Senator Clinton because I share her commitment to expanding health insurance to those who.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Take that.
Sure.
I sleep nude. Ah, yeah. Rabada.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna quit. I love Funyuns. Tim, Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Stop. We now stop.
Yeah, man.
I should be getting laid. I sleep nude. I don't have human children.
All right, the Soviet national anthem has pissed Whitman off. He's left the station, man. Where do you go, to Philly's? You another sandwich? As my grandmother used to say. You want a sandwich? Want a sandwich? All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. You are going through this foreclosing crap? Getting that house of yours taken away from you?
That must be terrible.
It's got to be the worst. And for people who are, you know, on the borderline.
Right.
Like, talk to people who are going through it right now. To find out, you know, what the alternatives are. What the, you know, and maybe if you're in in mortgage or work for a bank or something, is there any
way around it?
Is there any way out?
Yeah. I mean, can you, once this cycle, this terrible cycle of foreclosure begins, this process, is there a way to stop it? I mean, obviously, yes. I mean, the easy way is to make a payment. Like with Michael Jackson, they're talking about the Neverland Ranch, and it's a $24 million bill. I heard reported. I obviously don't know the specifics, but I think he has 2 weeks.
Right. But if you were being foreclosed on, wouldn't you put a lot of it on your credit card and hope that you can pay the credit card back one day?
Well, sure. I mean, look, if I were,
when the house goes away, then all of a sudden your credit cards get taken away.
If I were facing foreclosure, I think I would just do everything in my power to sell my house and get my equity and get out and buy a smaller house and, you know, do it that way and have something more manageable if you were in that financial situation. With Michael Jackson, $24 million for a guy like that, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I would think.
That's tough.
Is it? For Michael Jackson? With all of the.
I've always heard of it. You know, in the last couple of years, the guy's going through a major financial crisis.
Yeah, you always hear those stories, but doesn't he?
Can't seem to get it together.
He still owns the catalog, right? As we said earlier, to the Beatles music, the Beatles catalog. Couldn't you sell just a little bit of that? Couldn't you break off a piece of that to sell to somebody $25 million and keep your compound? Keep all your right. amusement park?
I think when you're about to lose your
amusement park,
your money, maybe the first thing they should take away is your amusement park.
Take your Ferris wheel.
It said, can Michael Jackson find 11th hour help?
I bet he can. I bet.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Taylor or somebody's going to lay $25 million on him, right?
That's a lot of money for anyone.
Yeah.
It says the planned public auction of Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch doesn't necessarily get him off the hook. Listen to this. This is breaking news. Even if somebody turns up on March 19th with $24.5 million, Jackson still has a big tax problem.
Right. Right, because I believe that $24 million is just the payments on the property, right? The loan payment.
Yeah,
I think,
according to experts, Jackson can be very much on the hook on the IRS for about $5 million of capital gains taxes. In other words, his home would be gone, and he'd still be significantly in debt. So they could take his home and still charge him the $5 million. The reason for this, Jackson bought Neverland for between $12 and $14 million back in 1988. If it sells for the full amount owed, $24.5 million, there's a conceivable difference of $10 million. According to California law, Jackson would then be taxed on that money as if he sold the property and it was income.
Mm.
Jesus Christ. According to California state law. Let's see here. Jackson would be liable for the money. A ballpark figure is as much as $5 million. So he doesn't get, the house gets taken away, no more amusement park, and the guy's got to pay $5 million. When do they just lay off this dude?
Well, I think they do lay off
him. King of Pop.
The gloved one. I think they do lay off him once they take his stuff. I mean, if they take his house, they take that property, that 20, I think it's 2,800 acres, I say last night, mm-hmm. something like that, almost 3,000 acres. It's really big. And once they seize that, I think they lay off at that point, right? They stop bugging you on the phone once they have your stuff.
Let's see. They reported here on, what's this, Fox News website. A couple of weeks ago, Jackson had paid off a $600,000 bill to the California State Franchise Board. And let me see. Yeah, it's still a $5 million. One way out for Jackson to accept an offer is AEG Live guaranteed him $10 million for 10 shows at its Millennium Dome in London, with a potential of $30 million for a total of 30 shows. Why doesn't he go to London?
Right,
go to Diamond Bar.
Well, by the way, no, seriously, honest to goodness, couldn't Michael Jackson, in, you know, because time is an issue, couldn't his representatives in a week put together a contract for him if he needs $25 million?
Yes, I think they could.
Right. Couldn't they go to...
you would go see him in Vegas, wouldn't you?
Of course. Pick a place in Vegas. Couldn't they go and say, represent Michael Jackson, we need to put... obviously, maybe you've heard the news, he's in financial... we need to put the deal together now. He'll do 15 shows. We need to be advanced. $25 million. Here's the contract. First show is in July.
Let's go. That's a great deal.
Thank you, Tim. I think it is a great deal for everybody, for the fans.
You should go to London. So go to Diamond Bar wherever you're going.
Book Wembley Stadium. I mean, just go and do it.
Yeah, that's got to happen.
Yeah, the guy. I mean,
I would go see him in concert.
I'd love to see him. We're not dealing with, when you talk about Michael Jackson, you're not dealing with a guy who has sustained a serious injury at work, who can't perform. To the best of my knowledge, he can still perform. This is a man with great potential, with great earning potential in terms of concerts. And
we'll make a deal, Michael. If you do a concert, we'll give you the publicity. We'll talk about it on the air.
Right here at 97.1 after Likas.
Rick could probably give away tickets on Movin'.
Oh, you know it on the all-new Movin' 93.9. You know we'd love to send you to see Michael Jackson.
Now, Rick, have you ever had Mike on the show?
We have had Michael on the telephone and, of course, live. And I was there when he went on fire, believe it or not.
Is that right? We were doing a Pepsi commercial?
Yes, and he just went on fire. And I was
caught fire. His hair caught fire.
He did. He caught fire, and he just kind of, hello, hi, how are you? I love you. And then I went, whoa, I think Michael's on fire. Can you believe that? Unbelievable, but he is doing great now. You know that. Love to send you to Tony Roma's. How about dinner for four? If you're in foreclosure, it kind of make you feel good for the evening. A free dinner at Tony Roma's. Call now and win. Here he is, Michael Jackson. My baby on a Saturday. Porn.
All right, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I went to a used CD store yesterday with my daughter.
Oh, yeah, where they sell
used DVDs and used CDs.
Secondhand.
Yeah, my daughter loves that place. She rolls around. Runs up and down the aisles. Usually not a lot of people there.
Sure.
And it's great because they don't mind if you touch the things.
Of course.
You're used.
Of course.
And I saw a Beatles CD. I think it was Yellow Submarine. One of them was Help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh, I'll pick one up. It was like $5.95 or something.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's cheap.
Yeah, so I pick up the used Beatles CD, and it was Sgt. Pepper's, $16.95 for a used Beatles CD with 11 songs on it or 12 songs on it. I could buy all those songs on iTunes for $12.
Right, less than $12. And then, and I think if you purchased a new CD, I mean, if you didn't want to go the route of downloading, I think you could buy a new CD for not much more than $17.
Why are they so expensive?
I don't know. That's kind of an odd pricing there. It's kind
of
weird.
Used CDs and DVDs are now very expensive because a lot of DVD and CD stores have gone out of business.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because everything is going digital, so, you know.
That's ridiculous.
Of course, don't be ridiculous. Cousin Larry? Balky?
My grandmother loved that show, man.
You know, it was great, the theme from that show. Jerry, do you have it?
What's the name of the show?
Perfect Strangers.
Oh, Perfect Strangers, yeah.
Perfect Strangers was a great show, and we had, I think I told you this before, when I was in high school, we had a high school teacher who was a sociology teacher. You know, make us watch episodes of Perfect Strangers.
What?
Yeah, because it was her opinion that the show was very the show
diversity and all that crap.
Well, no, that the show in a fun way demonstrated, you know, how different cultures collide and how people from different cultures interact with one another. So we used to go into their into that classroom, and she'd roll that.
You have to sit there and look at Balky?
Yeah, we'd watch.
That is ridiculous.
I think we just watched a few episodes, but I do remember the teacher was a female, and she made us watch a lot of like 3 or 4 episodes of Perfect Strangers, and then we had a quiz.
Nick and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right, dude.
Hey, man, so I was browsing on Yahoo's front page today, actually, and about Michael Jackson. You know, the Billboard Top 100, his album was the second top-selling album, and they wouldn't put him on the Billboard because they want anything that's been within the last 18 months or so. So the guy's still raking in money.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, you know, he doesn't need to go do a bunch of shows. The guy's got plenty of money. The question is, what's he doing with it?
Well, if he has plenty of money, why would he risk another embarrassing, chapter in his already crazy past with going into foreclosure on his ranch?
Yeah, but Nick, I have to take issue if I can for just a moment.
Sure.
I don't think, I might be wrong.
Sure.
Michael Jackson right now does not have the number 2 album on the Billboard chart. You didn't say that,
well,
did you?
No, it was in CD sales.
I see. Okay.
Right, I mean, because I looked at it, because the CD cover was, you know, I'm 26 years old, so, you know, I wasn't around. I saw the CD cover,
sure.
I'm like, this is kind of odd. What is this thing?
So like of all time, you mean sales of all time?
No, I think it was recent sales worldwide, and that's, I mean, no, number one was Jack Johnson, and then number 2 was Thriller.
Oh.
You know, there's breaking news here. We thank you for calling, buddy. Here's the breaking news. Responding to a recent story on the internet, Michael Jackson says that a report Neverland is to be sold or auctioned off is untrue.
That's horrifying.
A sensational breaking story in thespoof.com, an online publication of seriously ill repute, made the report, which Jackson says is totally false. So he's denying this is even true.
Mm.
It says, yes, I owe millions of dollars on the ranch, Michael says, but I will never, 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 never sell Neverland. Wait a minute. I will never, 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 never sell Neverland, said Jackson, responding to the reports.
How many nevers?
4 nevers, and then throw another one on Neverland.
That's 5 total.
Yeah. So it'd be never, never.
Never, 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 never sell Neverland.
That's it.
I love Neverland. It's wonderful.
It's no secret.
He's so creepy.
I've had my problems recently.
God, he's just so creepy.
But Neverland is not up for grabs.
Right. Now, what about the house in Encino? I heard that report on the radio today here in...
Well, it says here, it continues.
Well, God bless you.
And yes, I've been accused of child molestation and pedophilia.
Horrifying.
But I beat those charges in court.
He did.
How about that? Wouldn't you just say you're innocent? Why would you say, I beat him in court? Oh, boy.
No, I mean, if you spent all the money he spent on attorneys and you had you actually were victorious in a legal proceeding, I think you'd remind what?
Yeah.
You'd remind people.
Yeah.
That, I think there's something wrong with your microphone.
Yeah.
I think you're.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn it the other way.
Yeah. Jerry.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. It says here, if it's pure coincidence, Neverland has a pedophilia. Okay. All right. This I'm not going to go on and read this.
No.
But anyway.
Yeah.
The fact that Michael Jackson's running into problems may or may not be true now. How about that?
Right. But we're hearing all these reports. You know, first it was.
How about that?
First it was the Neverland. How about that? Well, you know. First, it was the Neverland compound, and then it was, I heard today, the house in Encino, which I've never seen, but you saw it, right? You've seen it.
Been inside it.
Been inside it?
Yeah.
Really? What were the circumstances that...
I was driving limousine back in the 80s, 84 and 85.
Right, I remember you said that.
And there was a big party in Beverly Hills that Michael Jackson was throwing for his mom.
Right.
And so I went to pick up the Jackson family to drive them over to Beverly Hills.
Mm.
And LaToya was there, and Reby,
yeah,
and some of the brothers. And I picked
Jermaine and Tito.
Yeah, but I got there at 11:30, and they wanted to leave at noon. But I got there at 11:30, and they said, well, we're not ready to leave till 1. I said, well, I'll come back. And they said, no, you can just hang here if you want to come inside and just hang outside. Inside, you can do that. And I said, all right. So I go inside, and Michael Jackson has a huge room of video machines.
Yeah, like arcade games.
Yeah, and I just played the arcade games. They were all, they had a million credits on every one of them. I didn't have to buy anything.
Right, okay.
And he, walked, through, and I said hi to him. And
oh, Michael was there.
Yeah, he was there, yeah. He was very nice to me.
Yeah, that's
always
nice.
It's
a nice story. I have a very,
very nice dude.
I have a very good friend who is like a brother to me. He's such a good friend who has had pretty extensive interactions with Michael, and he has children. And said Michael was always very nice to his kids and was, just very playful and just a very nice guy. But he just always said, when Michael would call on the phone, it would be very strange. Because, it would be Sunday afternoon and he'd be sitting there. He has the NFL package and he'd be watching, football. And the phone would ring and it would be, Michael's assistant, whose name I don't remember. Not that I would use it anyway. And he says, hey, Michael wants to talk to you. And he's like, oh, all right. So, he'd mute the TV and he'd hear.
Hello? Hello?
they'd put him on, and he'd say he'd do a half hour on the phone with Michael. And
that's pretty neat.
Yeah, he said it was a very surreal, very kind of out of otherworldly event.
But, it's really odd because major publications are all saying that his ranch is for sale.
Right.
And then there are stories saying, that he absolutely denies that it's for sale.
Well,
what's the story with this ranch?
I remember during the trial, the last Michael Jackson trial, I think it was reported. In fact, I remember reading somewhere, and you never know what's true. I mean, what you read on the internet. But it said that the cost, what do you think it said the cost was to operate Neverland monthly? The monthly overhead to
100 grand, 50 grand.
100 grand is right.
100 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, nailed it.
That's what the report was, that at every month to keep Neverland moving, to keep the lights on with the help that would be there, the landscaping and the rides and,
All right, I got information here. How many acres is it?
I believe it's 2,800.
2,500 acres.
All right.
That's a great deal if you can get it for $24 million, isn't it?
Well, it's a million an acre.
No, that would be billions.
What?
It's 2,500 acres.
Oh, right, 2,500, right.
So it's $24 million.
So for 250...
Divided by 2,500 acres, let's see the quick math here. It's $9,600 an acre.
That's not so bad, right?
Sounds like a good deal.
And you could say you have the Neverland Ranch, but I guarantee you, if you're the person who buys that, he's taking the rides with him. I know that he's going to take those rides.
He is.
He's gonna
But he can't take those rides. It's part of the ranch.
He's gonna take that.
It's like when you're foreclosed on at a home, you can't take, the windows and the doors with you.
Yeah, I guess not. But
it's with the home. You effed up.
Yeah.
Or circumstances effed you up. But you can't.
Yeah, but what if Michael Jackson? He bought the ranch, and that's a $25 million loan or something.
I don't think you can take the stuff with you.
Then he financed the toys and the rides, later with
maybe you can, but I don't know. Yeah. I think they would fight that. But, maybe. But what is he going to do with it? He's going to be driving down the 101 with a Ferris wheel behind him? Where's he going?
That'd be like the OJ White Bronco video. I mean, that'd be one of those videos that just would be typical Los Angeles video that you'd see for 20 years from now.
Poor guy's been tortured,
hey,
man.
By the way, I predict to you, just as we are about to get out of here and John and Jeff will be in a few minutes, I predict to you Michael Jackson will not have to leave that property. He'll come up with the money.
You want to bet?
No.
Okay.
Because we already have a couple of bets going on the election.
And you don't like him, do you?
My odds on one particular wager.
No buenos dias?
Don't seem hot right now. But I'm not going to mention.
All right. Well, we'll know Wednesday of next week how hot that bet is. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.